Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we continue with the series, Oh My God, from The Drunken Cyclist, a blog on WordPress. And here is part two, Karma is a Bitch. As you will recall, I used to be a bicycling tour guide in Europe for several years. Through that job, yes, it is a bit difficult to call it a job, I met countless interesting people and have a few compelling stories to tell, but most of them pale to the story of Oh My God, one of the clients that I had for 2 weeks. Some may wonder about the moniker, but the name chose itself, really. It is what I uttered repeatedly during just about every interaction with him. In part one, I was in the office in Paris where I first encountered Oh My God and realized that the next few weeks were going to uniquely try my patience. Part two starts the way most of my bike trips began, a train ride. There were several trains down to Blois on Saturday, and we were not scheduled to do any riding until Sunday for the trip. Thus, Friday evening I gave my three clients the choice of staying in Paris for Saturday afternoon, or heading down to Blois early and spend most of the day in the Loire Valley. Both Grumpy and Mr. Personality quickly decided to stay in Paris, and opted to take the last train of the day down to Blois. Oh My God, not surprisingly, could not make up his mind. As of Saturday morning at 10 a.m., he remained undecided. He showed up as I was collecting all the bikes and gear necessary for the trip. I asked him again what he was going to do. Before giving me the answer, he engaged me in a perverted game of 20 questions. What is there to do in Paris? You mean the most visited city in the world? Not much. What is there to do in Blois? Why did you sign up for this trip again? Did you read any of the materials? Is one train better than the others? I eventually discovered he meant the quality of the train. He wanted to be on the newest one so as to assuage his fears of a crash. Seriously? What is there to do in Blois? You already asked that. After that, I kind of checked out and tried to look very busy. I was busy, actually, so I did not feel all that bad. Finally, after hearing that the other two clients were staying in Paris, he decided he would also take the last train of the day at 5 p.m. This instantly caused concern, since Oh My God did not even have a casual relationship with the concept of punctuality. Thus, I explained to him that if he missed the train, he would have to pay for his own hotel in Paris that night and the train ticket down the next day. His face instantly lost all color, and his eyes grew to the size of ping-pong balls. There was little doubt that this got through to him, and that he might actually be on time. He then asked me if he could stay in his Paris hotel until it was time to leave, since he had already seen everything there was to see in Paris. Oh My God. I pondered challenging his decision-making process, but even though I had only known him for 3 days, I knew it was pointless. I told him that he could not go back to the hotel, unless he wanted to pay for another day. I decided I would use this newly found superpower at every chance, and that he was going to have to find something to do. He then asked if he could take the early train to Blois and hang out in the hotel there. I panicked. I knew it was likely wiser to get him on the early train, since that would reduce the probability of something going horribly wrong. But I was taking that early train, and there was no way in Hades I wanted to sit with him alone for the trip. So I lied. I said absolutely not. He waited too long to make his decision, and there were no longer any seats on the train. I knew I was going to rot in hell for lying, but it was so worth it. Oh My God stood there for a moment, and I thought he was going to actually challenge my ruling, But I stared him down with a very authoritative gaze, and he skulked out of the office to who knows where. I glanced at my watch and realized I now had but a few minutes to shuttle all the bikes over to the Austerlitz station to get them on the 11 a.m. train. Thanks to Oh My God, I was now running a good 30 minutes late. If I were going to make the train, I would have to hustle. I cursed his name for the third time, and it was not even noon yet. That would be a record for this trip. A record low, that is. I rode two bikes over to the station, riding one and holding the other. We call it double riding. Took the metro back to the office, and then double rode the other two bikes and all the gear back over to Austerlitz. Thanks to my morning tete-a-tete with Oh My God, I had all my crap and the bikes on the platform just minutes away from departure. Normally, I like to get there at least 20 minutes before. As I started to load the bikes onto the train, the conductor came over to inform me that bikes were not permitted on the train. He was right. I knew that bikes were not allowed. So I played stupid American, speaking broken French with a horrible American accent and looking pathetic. No dice. I then went through several attempts of pleading, explaining that I was a tour guide and that the clients were down in Blois waiting for their bikes. That seemed to make it worse for some reason. I realized any future effort was in vain. He was not going to let me on the train, and as a parting salvo, he threatened to call the police if I tried to get on the train. Had it not been for Oh My God, I was convinced, I would have been at the station at least 30 minutes earlier, and the conductor would have been nowhere in sight. Since the next train was not for several hours, I decided to schlep two of the bikes and all my luggage back to the office. Karma is a bitch, as the saying goes. I knew I should not have lied to Oh My God earlier. Hopefully, this was all there was to the payback. Fat chance. Let me know if you enjoyed this story. Thanks so much for listening. And the story continues next week with part 3.